It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
So, you know, the taboo of sex on the first date could now be considered outdated. I don't know, you know, is it now something that you look at and say, oh no, I still wouldn't do that? Remember the days when our grandmother would say, you know, why should he buy the cow when you're giving him the milk for free? Well, my guests, two guests, Dr. Justin Lehmiller, teaches in the Department of Psychology at Harvard University, and Jeff Wilser, he's the co-author of It's Okay to Sleep with Him on the First Date. So, welcome to the show, gentlemen. The first question that I have for you both is, and Dr. Lehmiller, you can chime in first here. You are guys, and the women listening are saying, yeah, well, of course, they're going to say it's okay because they're guys, and guys, that's what they want. So let's get past that hump right now. Bad word. Let's get past that right now. So explain that you can talk about this without it being a guy thing.
Okay, sure. So my perspective on this is going to be based on the research that I've seen. So it's very much data-driven. This is not about my own personal opinion, personal feelings, or anything like that, or about being a guy. This is about what the actual data say about having sex on the first date and whether it's a good thing or not.
Okay, so what does the actual data say?
Well, the data say that it doesn't really matter when you have sex. So there have been several research studies looking at couples who have sex sometimes before they become a couple, or sometimes on the first date, or if they wait until they get married. And what you see is that their overall satisfaction with the relationship doesn't really change that much depending upon when they had sex, and the length of their relationship doesn't really matter that much either. There is a little bit of data suggesting that people who are virgins when they get married tend to stay married longer, but I think that that's probably has somewhat more to do with the fact that people who save themselves for marriage tend to be somewhat more religious and have more negative attitudes toward divorce, and so they tend to stay in their relationships longer, even if they aren't necessarily as satisfied. So overall, the data seem to suggest that it doesn't matter when you have sex; people are about equally satisfied.
Okay, so Jeff, when you wrote this book, It's Okay to Sleep with Him on the First Date, so you're speaking to women.
Yeah, and I wholeheartedly agree with what he just said. In fact, our data in the book says the same thing, and anecdotally as well from both men and women. We've heard all kinds of stories like, yeah, we hooked up on the first date, and then we got married. Like, people don't like to talk about this because it's awkward, and it is still kind of perceived as a taboo. But the reality is, as the doctor said, it doesn't really matter. There are a whole gamut of reasons of why relationships don't work out. And let's face it, when you go on a first date, it often doesn't work out for a lot of reasons. But as a guy, what I've found and what most guys I've talked to has found, you would never say, oh, she's great, she's cool, she's funny, she's smart, she's beautiful, only one problem. We hooked up on the first date. Like, guys don't think like that. And so hooking up to, and again, we're not saying in the book you should hook up early. We're not saying it makes sense to and it's a better idea to. But if for whatever reason you have two consensual adults who are both into it, it's not some kind of scary deal breaker for guys.
Well, and I'm not saying it's some big conspiracy that you guys are writing these books and saying to the women, go ahead, you know, that it, so trying to convince them all to make all the guys in the world happy. But is there a sense on the woman's side through your research, Dr. Justin, I'm going to you with this, that the women are thinking to themselves, I shouldn't have done that. Now he's not going to like me anymore.
Well, I can tell you that if you look at the research on sexual hookups, women are more likely to regret those than men are. I'm not really aware of much research looking at, you know, whether they had sex on the first date. Do people tend to regret that or not? But I know that women tend to have more sexual regrets than men, but that has a lot more to do with what society tells women they should be thinking about sex than anything. So you know, this issue of, you know, having sex on the first date, is it a good idea or not? It's not better or worse to have sex early or to wait. And I think Jeff is absolutely right that it's not necessarily the right thing for everybody to do, but for some people, for some men, for some women, it may be the right move, particularly for people who want to establish that sexual compatibility early on.
Well, and I think that's an important point. Jeff, go on.
Yeah. And to that point, one piece of data that we found very interesting is we, in partnership with Cosmo, they ran a survey of men and women and asked women, okay, is it, will a guy think of less of you if you hook up on the first date? And 82% of women said they thought, yeah, if you hook up on the first date, the guy is going to think less of me, 82%. They asked the same question to men, and nearly 70% of men say they don't care at all. It's not an issue. So to your original question, there's this massive asymmetry of information. Women think because of this decades and decades of, as you said, oh, the guy can get the cow for free, they are worried about this, when in this day and age, most guys don't really care.
Okay, so Jeff, if a lot of women think that if they do have sex on the first date, that that's why their men don't call them back. And if it isn't that, then what are the reasons that they should focus on? I mean, if they're thinking, well, I was good enough for him to want to rip my clothes off, but yet he's not calling me back now. Is it because he thinks that I have slept with too many men, or that I'm too loose, or that he's already done it and maybe I wasn't even that good?
well said. Well, one theory that my co-author Andrea Sirtash and I have in a book is that there's a lot more similarities than dissimilarities between men and women when it comes to dating, and we kind of only think about the obvious disconnects, but there's a lot of reasons why a first date might not work out, and the reasons why a guy might lose interest are the same reasons that a woman might lose interest, and there's a whole host of reasons. We're not, we don't really feel that vibe. We don't connect in certain ways. We view them as attractive, but maybe we're not into X, Y, or Z. There's a million reasons why things don't work out. One thing that is, though, different with men when it comes to first dating and sex is men, for better or worse, tend to be more open to, well, okay, we can hook up even if it doesn't mean much. And so guys might be giving the wrong impression. If they hook up early on, the woman might think, oh, this means something to them, where all it really means to the guy is, he's drunk.
So there is a disconnect.
Yeah.
Well, there is a disconnect. So, Dr. Justin, does this mean that the sexist double standard is not the social norm now? So are we heading towards where women will have the same sexual freedom as men? Because, you know, men have always, you know, even when we were little, the guy's dad would be like, good job, son. But it was like if the daughter, you know. So are we headed in a different direction?
We're headed in a direction, but there still is a lot of research showing that there is a sexual double standard and that women are judged more harshly for being sexually permissive than men are. That has certainly changed a lot in the last couple of decades, and I think we're moving in this direction where women won't be penalized for casual sex or having sex outside of marriage, you know, we're still not quite there.
Rock on. Okay, Jeff, I'm giving you the last word. Give us your best advice for it's okay to sleep with them on the first date and every other rule of dating.
Yeah, well, this is really just one specific example of a broader set of rules, like you should never do this or always do this in dating. And these dating rules are sexist, like the idea that women, if they hook up on the first date, that's a slut. That's a sexist old rule. And so these our book, actually, the subtitle is "And Every Other Rule of Dating Debunked." And it's about how these dating rules kind of insult your intelligence. They're wrong, and they're not helpful. So the best advice we give in the book is don't trust the rules, trust yourself.
Oh, that's great advice. Great advice. Women, it could be headed towards a little bit of a different social norm than we have heard before. This is Melanie Cole. Remember to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD, and of course, stay well.